This recording, Jamaica 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onruff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from her vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was somewhat sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Oh boy, her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnostics. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Growing up in Jamaica, trust me, to me, it was like, now I realize, it was like, it's a great feeling. Because sometimes I sort of get depressed and I go back. In my head, I go back because those are treasures. You know, it's like you could go pick a fruit, an orange. You could just run around. You could go play ball with your friends. You could do jump rope, you know. The food was like awesome. When my mom cooked, you could stay a mile and smell it. It's just simple stuff, but, you know, it was great. I miss it. I do miss it, and I try to go back as often as I can. The beaches, the food, that's why I go back. But growing up in Jamaica, I don't regret it. You know, I wouldn't give it up for anything else. Jamaica, to me, is home. Well, Patois, it's English / Patois. It's almost the same, but it's spelled different. And, you know, instead of saying what, you would say wa. A sentence like, me a go downtown, is I'm going downtown. Me want some food. Can I have some food? You know, can I have something to eat? I use it. My kids don't really, but they try to, you know, they ask me certain things and, you know, I explain it to them and all that. But Patois is like, when I go back home, I laugh. Because hearing people talking it, it's so hilarious. It's funny, especially the kids. Because so you have different accents from different parts of the island. People say things differently. Like you would say, Uptown. Uptown is like the classy side of Kingston. Kingston, which is the capital of Jamaica, properly. Downtown is like, they drag it. It's like, where I go? Where other parts would say, where you going? Or they would just say, where I go? But they don't drag it like the downtown Kingstonians. They would like, where I go? You know, see me, I come back, fi come check you. You know, stuff like that. And some people would like, Marshall, you know, see me, I come by your yard. Where you leave for, man? Give me some food. Give me something, no, man. Me no say you have a little thing I go on. Let her have something, no. That means if that person is like, you know, came abroad and, you know, went back home, and people might expect, oh, they came here, they got money. So, you know, some people say...